Psalm 8. I think this is David's reflection on the death of Goliath. For the chief musician on an instrument of Gath, and the subtitle is On the Death of the Champion. So Goliath was from Gath, and this was David's celebration of the death of Goliath. But he starts off verse 1, Yahweh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, and I suggest the stress is on your name. You who have set your glory above the heavens. Because we're told in 1 Samuel 18, verse 30, that after David had killed Goliath, his name was much set by. But he starts off by saying, no, it's not about me, it's all about you. So a great example of humility. Many men would have been absolutely carried away with all the praise of all the women and absolutely being the hero, the saviour. It would have gone to their heads. But I think his years out there looking after the sheep, being the kick around, the sidekick of his older brothers, not even being considered worthy, significant enough to be invited when Samuel came to keep the feast there at their house, I think that, yeah, all that led him to this humility, which is so important, and seeing that it is God's name, not your own name, which is so important. And in any form of ministry that you do, you will find that if you do it well with God's blessing, you will get praise. And you've got to be so careful that it is not about you. It's not about your name. It's about his. And frankly, the big noise evangelists generally of this world and the way that pastors, etc., clearly are riding their own ego train absolutely unashamedly, is, I'm afraid, the very opposite of this. Verse 2, from the lips of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your enemies. All the time it's about God's enemies, and David is on God's side, not doing this in his own strength. And I think when he says, babies and little children praise you, he's talking about himself. That's how he felt. He felt as a child. He really did feel as a child. So that you, verse 2, might silence the enemy and the avenger. Well, Goliath was known for his booming voice, booming out these challenges to Israel. And of course, he was silenced when his head was cut off. So then, verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained. I think this is David in a kind of soliloquy after he has killed Goliath, and what did he do that evening? Well, I guess everyone would have been fating him, but he goes out on his own, and he looks up and he sees the night sky. And he says, I consider the work of your fingers. Well, of course, he used the skill of his literal fingers in throwing the stone, because being a slinger was all about manipulating the fingers. That is how he, as a slinger, was so accurate and could get that stone directly where he wanted it, first shot, right exactly in the gap, maybe in the head armor of Goliath, and to pierce right into his brain and kill him. And yet he says, I consider the work of your fingers, not my fingers. That is so significant. And he says, verse 4, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? And he's referring to himself, I do think. And this is so critical, to have this sense of, who am I? Who am I that you should use me? Who am I that you should be mindful of me? That you should take notice of me as just a son of man? Now, Job, I think, came to have these feelings earlier when he says, what is man, this is Job 7, what is man that you should magnify him, that you should visit him every morning and try him every moment? The only scripture that would have been really extant at David's time would have been the Pentateuch, Genesis to Deuteronomy, maybe a bit of history from Joshua and the Judges, and the book of Job. And that's why David very often alludes to Job. And I think he's alluding to Job here, when Job says, what is man that you should magnify him? He, I think, is referring to Job personally, because Job himself had been magnified by God, but he says, who am I? And this is exactly how David feels here. Who am I? As I say, with everyone fighting him, you're the hero. I guess they were all drinking and having a great party. You're the hero. You're the wonderful one. You know, everyone wanting to sort of match you up to their daughter, and the girls coming to him and all that stuff. He just walks out and looks up at the sky and thinks, you know, who am I? Who am I as a son of man that you should be mindful of me? And this is how we have to be. There are times when man comes down very small before God, but maybe you only get those times a few times in your life. And the key, I think, is to remain down, is to remain small and to remain with the Spirit. But as I say, the fact that David had this Spirit on the cusp of glory, on the cusp of exaltation, I think is really an indicator of his humility, very commendably so. And when he says that you have been mindful of me, basically, he uses the same word in the Psalms for how he is mindful of God. So prayer, and the answer to prayer, is in a sense a response to our spiritual mindedness. If our mind is full of God and the things of God, his mind is full of us. This is where spiritual mindedness is of the essence. And that's why I am really against all the nonsense of so-called entertainment, music, pop music, with foolish lyrics, etc. TV, so much that passes for entertainment on the internet. This is just filling your head with a mind that is full of nonsense. Be mindful, full-minded of God, for he is full-minded of you. Well, he closes the psalm again with this thought, Yahweh our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Now, the name of David was much set by, we're told, as I said before, throughout the land, and the land and the earth, it's the same word. But he's saying, no, your name, who you are, not my name, your name is to be great in all the earth. And if you keep that perspective, that we're about God manifestation, what about the glory of God and not of myself in any form? Well, that is the way to go. Any other way, imagining the image you will cut in that fine car, in that fine clothing, living in that particular suburb with that kind of house and all this kind of stuff. All this is the stuff of the flesh. This is not the stuff of God manifestation and seeking his name to be known in all the earth.